Joe Anderson, who's the Mayor of Liverpool. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. Now, you got rid of most of your bus lanes, or you got rid of all of them and then brought a few back.
Yeah, I listened to your interview there. I've just been paying attention to that. And it was like, it reminded me of Donald Rumsfeld, the known unknowns, the unknown unknowns, and the known knowns, the way Kieran was trying to portray the bus lane situation. But yeah, we had in Liverpool 26 bus lanes. We've kept four. We reviewed them for 12 months to see whether it made a difference, whether they were there or whether they didn't, you know, whether they weren't. And we decided to take them away because we believed that it caused congestion. Where bus lanes, when you have a city like Belfast, and I know Belfast very well, and I know the part you've just been talking about, the Europa, one of my favourite cities, if you chop up the city and part of the city and the main routes into the city with bus lanes, and then have ordinary roads, then bus lane, then ordinary roads, then bus lane. What happens is, where you've got bus lanes, the buses, of course, use it, the other cars can't. But it causes congestion where you don't have bus lanes. And we found that we used all our cameras that were there for enforcement, all of our CCTV cameras, and then we held public meetings and we held meetings. And basically, we decided, because we looked at all the information, that it was right to turn off those bus lanes. We actually had 26 bus lanes. We've kept four, so we got rid of 22. Now, of course, it was a revenue raiser for the city, and as Belfast and other cities are facing.
Well, we've just learned this morning, that's a hell of a top line that we've got out of Kieran this morning. 10,000 fines, people fined in the last 2 months.
Yeah, and for me, you know, this isn't anti-bus, it's not favouring the car. It's about getting the balance right. Now, you know, we used to have people driving when our bus lanes finished at 10 o'clock in the morning. We used to have people who wouldn't go into the bus lanes and you know, simply staying out the bus lanes. And of a morning, you had the bus lanes for half a mile completely empty. And at filter lights, people blocked and stopping the traffic in other parts of the city. It was ridiculous. And what we did was, you know, we had we've had bus lanes in the city up until when we stopped them, which was about 8 months ago now. We had them for about 20 years, and nobody had done an assessment of whether they worked or whether they didn't work. And that's what I called for. I called for a review. The review took 12 months. And basically, after that, we've kept four, the predominant, well, they are all of them in the city centre. And basically, even they are, you know, only for a short period of time. I couldn't believe it when I heard, the man talking about 24-hour bus lanes, and then he talked about one particular area where buses come out of the bus depot. Well, you know, they don't come out every 30 seconds. They come out sometimes once every half an hour. So it's ridiculous to even have one there. I just couldn't believe it. But for me, I really see, you know.
And some people were saying that I give them too hard a time. But I was trying to establish why we have a bus lane, even when the buses are never going to be there.
I think his justification was a typical, civil servant, a typical bureaucrat, where he was talking about, for instance, he said that the number of people using buses has gone up. Well, you know, look, that might well be the case, but that could be for a whole host of reasons. But the reality is that you want to have a speedy and efficient system of getting all traffic in and out of your city.
So what would your message to Belfast be? What would your message to Kieran de Burke be? You're the mayor of Liverpool. You got rid of most of the bus lanes. Kieran de Burke was, I call him Mr. Bus Lane. He was the man that was just in the studio there. His proper title is the DRD's Director of their Transport Projects Division. What would you say to him this morning?
Well, I would say do what I did. Address it in a fair and balanced way. And monitor it for 12 months with the bus lanes, monitor it for 12 months without the bus lanes and see what difference it makes. The technology's there, the CCTV, all the bus lane enforcement cameras, everything can be turned on to look at, you know, how traffic is, whether it's improving. And if you find that it isn't, you know, what about visitors coming to the city? Belfast is trying to draw in, you know, literally the Titanic course and everything else that's going on there. It's a fantastic addition to the city. You've got visitors coming to the city who are getting caught up and getting fined. What a special message to come to Belfast and receive £90 fine. You've got to look at how you have the flow of traffic in the city centre improved. I accept that. But there are other ways of doing it. Bus transponders, make sure that they're fitted with on the buses so that the lights change when buses come through them. There's a whole host of things that you need to do and can do. But I think just blanket sort of enforcement with bus lane fines, in my view, and it's up to the people of Belfast and the elected officials to decide, but in my view in Liverpool, we decided that we would have a review. That review's finished. We listened to people, including the bus companies and everybody else, and basically we've kept for, retained for, which was the recommendation, by the way. I said we would carry out the recommendation. The recommendation said keep for, and we did.
Okay, Joe, thank you very much indeed. You're welcome. To be fair, they're not enforcing it willy-nilly. They say that they review it, and they've got up to five staff, they say. What Kieran's essentially told us this morning is that up to five staff have enforced 10,000 fines in the last 2 months. In 60 days, they have fined 10,000 people.